Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the variety of good actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for us, different good actions, different good a'mal that one may engage in. Today's hadith an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, idha tawadda al-abdu al-muslimu awil mu'minu faghasala wajahu kharaja min wajhihi kullu khati'atin nadhra ilayha بعينيه مع الماء ومع آخر قطر الماء فإذا غسل يديه خرج من يديه كل خطيئة كان بطشتها يداه مع الماء ومع آخر قطر الماء فإذا غسل رجليه خرجت كل خطيئة مشتها رجلاه مع الماء ومع آخر قطر الماء حتى يخرج نقيا من الذنوب رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه نريت that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a Muslim servant or believer, in other words a mu'min, performs wudu and washes his face, every sin which he committed with his eyes leaves his face with the water or with the last drop of water. So every guna that his eyes committed, Allah Ta'ala is so kind that when he's making wudu to perform salah, Allah Ta'ala appreciates this so much. So much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates this, that when the water is either leaving his face, or when the last drop of water leaves his face, then all the sins committed by his eyes, all that gets forgiven. When he washes his hands, every sin which his hands committed leaves his hands with the water, or with the last drop of water. And when he washes his feet, every sin which his feet walk towards leaves his feet with the water or the last drop of water. This continues until the person is completely purified of sin. Here it shows us that how Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah Ta'ala's clemency, Allah Ta'ala's mercy, that the person is performing gunas so often, so many times he's committing gunas. But the main moment he is taking a turn to do good actions, here a person is making wudu. All he is doing is making wudu. And because of this wudu that he is doing, Allah Ta'ala loves it so much. His eyes at whatever gunas are committed, that is forgiven. His hands, whatever gunas are committed, is forgiven. His feet, whatever gunas are committed, that is forgiven. Here again we see that Allah Ta'ala has made it such that there is a link between the external and the internal. Gunas is something that is internal, something that you can't see, something that is hidden. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that when a person is doing external actions, Allah ta'ala is forgiving the internal. So sometimes you find people always say, no, the inside is more important than the outside, and the outside is not so important. So we are worried about the inside. This is another hadith that's showing us a person doing something outside, Allah ta'ala is causing something inside to be cleaned. And when a person is making the safs correctly, safs are correct, and then you'll find that the hearts are united. So that is something that is external, but is affecting the heart. So therefore a person can't only say that my inside is okay, so I'm not worried about the outside. In Islam, these things Allah Ta'ala has made it connected. Every sunnat, everything that is external, both zahir, external sunnats, and internal sunnats, we have to bring it into our lives. The external sunnats are the sunnats that we generally know, that we see, how a person should eat, how a person should sleep, how a person should dress, how a person should conduct his business, how a person should make wudu, how a person should read salat, all that we know are external sunnat. But there are some internal sunnats also that we have to see that we can bring in our lives, how to keep his heart clean, how to keep it free of malice, how to have love for every person, how to have that fikr of hidayat for ourselves, and fikr of hidayat for the ummah. All these are internal sunnats which we need to bring into our lives. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing these beautiful qualities. And when we're making our wudu also, ulama explained, is that we must keep these things in mind. When making wudu, think to ourselves that Allah Ta'ala through His kindness is forgiving me, my gunas are getting washed away. In fact, some of the pious, Allah Ta'ala had given them that ability, that when a person does a good deed or a bad deed, from their face they could actually make out. The pious, some pious, Allah Ta'ala had given them this, that from their face they could actually see the effects of that thing. Sometimes they look at a person, they'll see a person in a very bright, beautiful form. They know that this person is doing a lot of good a'mal. And sometimes they look at a person and they'll see a person that how we would normally say human being, they will see him in the form of a beast or a very wild animal. Why? Because of the qualities that he had, the qualities of greed or the qualities of fulfilling his passions, like how a wild animal would want to do. So they could actually see this on the face of a person. And then when a person is making wudu, they were given or they were had the ability Allah Ta'ala give certain people, they can actually see all that sins running away with that water that is running. They can see the gunas of the person running away. So therefore these are real things. When we hear these things, we must believe it. That person is actually washing it, the gunas are actually coming out. Although we seeing water, together with the water, these gunas that are being washed away, we must believe it and we must hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is also giving us this benefit of our gunas coming out. So consciously when we are making a wudu, we must think like this, that our gunas also are being washed away. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.